Afternoon. Good afternoon from KSRO, Ask the Expert. Hello, Sonoma County. This is Dr. Walter Tom on Ask the Expert. Once again, our host, Robin Berardini, has been away now. Should I turn this off? Oh, we're live streaming on Facebook, and so I'm getting a little feedback. So I just turned that off, and I think our feedback is gone. Are we okay, Michael? So we miss Robin, but while she's been away, we've been doing, in addition to our radio show, live streaming on Facebook. So go to Aesthetic Laser and Vein Centers, and you'll be able to watch us live. And today we have a special guest. Michael, who do we have? Oh, we have Jackie Castaglio. That's who we have. Jackie Castaglio is our cosmetic laser nurse specialist, and I'm really proud to have Jackie be part of our team here at the Santa Rosa office. And Jackie, well, first of all, hello, Jackie.
Hi, Dr. Tom.
Hi. How you doing? You doing okay?
Oh, I'm great.
She's great. Jackie's a little nervous coming on, but she's going to do fantastic. She has a wealth of knowledge and is one of our most awesomest of cosmetic laser nurse specialists. So, Jackie, you're a local girl. Is that correct?
That's correct.
So tell me a little bit about your family here.
I grew up in Santa Rosa, family business out in Sebastopol. It's Andy's Produce Market.
Oh, Andy's Produce.
Yes.
And who owns Andy's Produce?
Andy. No, my papa.
Okay, now you know why I like her, because she's a smart aleck. Okay, so your grandpa.
My grandpa,
your grandpa. That's right, you see your papa, because you're part Greek, and that's why I love you, because we're both a quarter Greek. Is that right? Are you a quarter Greek?
No, I'm less than that.
You're less? Oh, less I wouldn't have hired you if I didn't know you were less than a quarter Greek. But okay, so you're there. And I also understand that you have some relationship with KSRO in the past.
Yes.
What was that?
Just doing radio ads for Andy's.
Oh, you did? So you were doing. So why are you nervous today?
Because we don't get a cut and paste and redo it.
No cut and paste. Okay. Well, here we are live on Ask the Expert. So today what we're talking about are lips, how to get great lips. We even have behind you, if you just slide a little bit for those on Facebook, we actually have an older recording. Thank you, Jackie, up on our YouTube channel as well. But that's sort of the latest and greatest now in 2019 is how to get great lips. So Jackie, I know that's one of your specialties, right?
Yes.
Okay, and so when the patients call and they want to get great lips and they come in for a consultation with you, can you give me an idea who shows up in the office?
It's such a wide variety of patients. We have the younger age of the spectrum, 18, 19 years old, wanting to get more volume. And then we have other patients who are late 50s, 60s, who just want to redefine their lip, give that natural volume back to their lips also.
Natural. Okay, so you mentioned between the two age differences. So the 18-year-old, 19-year-old, you said, who wants more volume. So I suspect that some of that is social media kind of or internet generated. Is that right?
Absolutely.
Okay, so what are they saying when they come in to see you?
They want really big lips, quote, the Kardashian type of look.
I see. Okay, so the Kardashians are infiltrating Sonoma County as well.
They are.
Okay, so they're here. Good or bad, here we are. The Kardashians are in Sonoma County. Yes. And so they want really large lips.
They do, and they typically want more volume in their upper lip as opposed to their lower lip.
Okay, so you kind of jump right into the meat of great lips and how lips look. So we're talking about ratios, and you just mentioned doing injections or fillers. We need to backtrack. We're jumping up because we know this topic so much, but our listeners may not. So, Jackie, they come in to see you, and they want their lips to be bigger, and typically they're on the schedules listed as a filler consultation, right?
Yes.
So what are fillers?
Fillers are a hyaluronic acid base, which is a sugar molecule that's already naturally occurring in our own bodies, that it's suspended in this gel, and when we inject it, its job is to A, fill the volume, and then it also attracts water.
Okay, so when it attracts water, so it plumps things up, is
it
that
does.
Right? Okay, and so that's, and you called it hyaluronic acids. When I'm on the air, I always like to call it hyaluronic gel, and you mentioned gel, just because when the lay people hear acids, they get afraid of that, but it doesn't burn going in, anything like that. Okay. And so there are different types of hyaluronic gels, and we would talk to them about the different types. Is that correct?
Correct.
Okay. So they come in, and you're talking to them about doing these hyaluronic or the filler injections and going over that. So what do you assess when you're looking at the 18 or 19-year-olds?
What we assess at the beginning for the 18 and 19-year-olds, A, I always get the full face view. I want to see what their lips look like in proportion to all of their other facial attributes. And then if they want more volume in their upper lip, we would discuss that. What else we talk about is the proportions naturally occurring anatomically. And
with,
I like to educate them. Yeah,
okay.
With lips.
Okay, all right. You're trying to sound too smart.
I'm
anatomically.
Not.
Whoa, okay. All right. So then let's jump ahead into my baby boomer age range.
Yes.
You know, we're talking about 50s and 60s and even in the 70s and 80s, right?
Absolutely.
We're seeing, I love it, you know. When you're 20 years old, you're wondering why the 80-year-old is going into a cosmetic, you know, office to have something done. Like, why would they do that? And as we get older, we're kind of thinking, you know, you go, girl. You know, mm-hmm. you got the attitude and you're feeling good about yourself. You want to give a little extra to yourself. So we're seeing that as something that is actually in a positive mm-hmm. way. It really makes us smile, right?
Yes.
So how do you approach the 50 and 60-year-old who says, you know, I want something done with my lips?
I approach them in a, what are they wanting their end result to be? Is it that they feel like their lips are thinning? Do they feel like they have the vertical lip lines around their mouth? Are they wanting more volume?
So what are they usually, vertical lip lines, that's what they usually call smoker's lines,
smoker
right?
Smoker lines,
okay.
Yes.
And it's interesting, do you think that most people who come in complaining of smoker lines, do you think they're smokers?
No.
I agree. I totally yeah. agree with you. I know we call them smoker lines, and they'll say, oh, it's because I kiss a lot, right? Or I yeah. move my mouth a lot and so mm-hmm. forth. It's just something that kind of comes on with age. Mm-hmm. It is due to that little circular muscle around our mouth called
yes.
the lips, right? And moving and talking. And then also losing volume as mm-hmm. we get older. So
yes.
we lose volume in our lips, and we also lose volume in the skin around the mouth
yes.
as well. Okay. So what do they complain about when they say definition? You're obviously an expert in this, and you're using words like, you know, anatomical, the proportions, and you're talking about definition. You know, what is the layperson who coming into you talking about when they're talking about definition?
They say, my lips are thin. I feel like I've lost my upper lip, and I have to draw back on my lip line with their lip liner.
I see. So we're talking about putting on lipstick, basically.
Yes.
Okay, lip liner and lipstick. And so I've heard a few patients talk about the lipstick bleeding.
Yes.
What do they mean by that?
It means that when they put their lipstick on a couple hours into it, it's going into those, quote, smoker lines, and it's
okay.
going from their lip. And
I see. And so that doesn't look good.
It's not the look we're going for.
It's not the look we're going for. Okay. So we're looking at that. So where I'd like to go now, before we get to our first break, is now we're going to approach the patient, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And I want to get back to the smoker lines and the proportions here, but the patient's now looking at you like, you're going to take a needle and you're going to inject my lips with filler, this hyaluronic gel that you made sound so fancy. Tell me, I'm a weenie. How are you going to inject my lips?
We have so many different things to keep our patients comfortable. We have a lovely lidocaine-based cream that we put on topically and we let it sit
What's
for about
lidocaine?
10 minutes. It is a numbing agent.
Oh, it's a numbing agent. Okay.
Yes.
All right.
It's a numbing cream that
okay.
we put on your lips for about 10 minutes beforehand.
Okay.
We love our ice, so we have these little ice packets that we hold on until you're nice in them also, and then the gel filler itself even has lidocaine or a numbing agent in it.
Okay, so the filler has lidocaine or the anesthetic in that,
Correct.
Local anesthetic in that as well. Okay.
Yes.
So I know in the old days when we used to, when we first started doing this, because I'm a lot older than you, for those on Facebook, I know it's hard to tell that I'm a lot older than her, but I am, we used to do dental blocks, so we
yes.
would sometimes do injections. Mm-hmm. Have you had to do any of those for your patients?
I haven't.
You
I
haven't,
think that
right?
Going slow and injecting and just communicating with your patients as to what the steps are keeps them really comfortable.
You're absolutely right. That's been an evolution in the filler techniques is that I no longer do nerve blocks as well. We use a lot of ice,
mm-hmm.
a lot of what we call talkesthesia. So we're talking
yes.
the patient through, right?
Yes.
And comforting them and educating
yep.
them as we do that. Okay. Well, so that's great. So it's a pretty comfortable procedure.
Yes.
And how much downtime should they expect with this?
The downtime, I always tell patients, you're going to be swollen for about 3 to 7 days. You're going to ride the wave of swelling, which means you're going to swell the next morning, you're going to ice, it's going to come back down, and you're going to ride that wave for about 3 to 7 days.
Okay, so that's great to know. So what we're going to do now, is go to a break, and when
okay.
we come back, we're going to talk a little bit about the anatomic proportions of the lips.
Okay.
The 13th annual California Artisan Cheese Festival is back March 23rd and 24th. 2 days of cheese bliss right here in Sonoma County. Get your tickets today for the Artisan Cheese Tasting and Marketplace at the Sonoma County Fairgrounds Sunday, March 24th. More than two dozen cheesemakers and over 100 total vendors of artisan food and beverages that complement cheese. Beer, wine, cider, jams, jellies, crackers, charcuterie, honey, chocolate, and so much more. You get to try and buy at the Marketplace. It's the Artisan Cheese Tasting and Marketplace on Sunday, March 24th. The perfect event for cheese lovers and foodies. Tickets online at artisancheesefestival.com. Mark your calendars for California Artisan Cheese Week, March 16th through the 24th. Restaurants, tasting rooms, independent grocers, and businesses throughout the Bay Area are participating in this inaugural cheesy event. Enjoy your favorite cheeses and discover new ones through special cheese-inspired menus and dishes, cheese plates, tastings, pairings, discounts, and more. Visit artisancheesefestival.com for participating businesses.
As the glitter of the new year is wearing off, are you feeling the effects of your drug and alcohol use? Do you know someone who struggles with the disease of addiction, whose life has become unmanageable? There is hope, healing, and a second chance. At Azure Acres Treatment Center, we offer a second chance at a changed life. Azure Acres has been offering alcohol and drug treatment in Sonoma County for 60 years. 60 years of families who have been reunited, 60 years of wellness restored and dignity returned, and alumni who are healthy and productive members of our community. Azure Acres offers a full continuum of care, including medical detox and residential treatment on our forested campus in Sebastopol, offering day treatment programs for those who choose to live at home and evening programming for those who prefer that option. Additionally, we offer sober living for those transitioning into independent living. Our staff are highly trained professionals who are committed to client success. We heal the community by treating the disease of addiction. Second chances is what we do. For more information, please call 800-222-7292 or visit azureacres.com.
Hello, this is Dr. Tom on Ask the Expert. Filling in as co-host for Robin Berardini, who's away on sabbatical, maybe joining us, I think, next week, Michael, is that right? Which is fantastic. So I get to be the host and co-host here. And we are fortunate to have Jackie Castaglio, who is our cosmetic laser nurse specialist at our Santa Rosa office, a local young lady we're always great to have here, granddaughter of Andy's Market. I put in another plug for them. Your grandfather's going to love
gonna
me.
He's going to owe you by
He's going to owe me big time. I expect a free apple from him. Nonetheless, so we've been talking about how to get great lips. And what was very enlightening to me, and I really appreciate it, and it made me very proud listening to you, Jackie, about how you approach the patients. I can tell that you've done a lot of studying on your own. You learned our sort of the way that we approach our patients, looking at the whole patient, the whole face, and then educating the patient and making the procedure a comfortable procedure as we inject fillers into the lips. So you mentioned that the younger generation, they're kind of looking for a lot of volume, and they're kind of driven by the internet with the Kardashians. And then, well, so we were in just in summary, we're talking about maybe the baby boomers and the maybe in between the Gen X's, where they just want more definition and sort of they want restoration of volume for what they had when they were younger. Is that correct?
Yes. Okay. Correct.
So what I'd like to do now is to move into where we're doing the injections now. So let's start off with the 40, 50, 60, 70-year-old plus, okay, and they're coming in. And how do you approach the injection technique? What are you looking for when you're taking care of those patients?
What my priorities are when injecting is that the first thing we need to do is give them back their vermilion border or their lip line. That's going to help.
Vermilion border, the lip line. Is that what ladies will paint on?
Yes.
Or is that also where they'll do the permanent makeup on
yes.
the edge? So that's the lip
yes.
line. Okay, the vermilion border.
Vermilion border.
Okay.
And that is when we are lacking in that, that's what makes the lipstick bleed. So by giving that volume and, you know, like when you're drawing, I always start at the outside and then I color it in. It's the same thing when I do lips. So I do the border and then I will give the natural volume into the meat of the lip itself.
Okay, so that's interesting, the different techniques that we look at, and I love your analogy. You made the comment that when you, coloring book,
yeah.
if you will,
yeah.
you like to do the edges first,
yes.
and then you fill in.
Mm-hmm.
Very interesting, because there's many paths to Rome, okay,
yes.
or to Athens, sorry, Papa Andy of Andy's Market. Many roads to Athens and to Rome, and so it's interesting, when I color on the inside first, and then I do the fine work afterwards. So my approach is a little different, but we both get really nice results for our patients. So you like to go along the vermilion border or the lip line. When you do that, how does that take care of the vertical lines? Help me with that.
It helps take care of the vertical lines because typically those lines cut through and go into the vermilion border or the lip line itself. So by defining that, it fills those lines in. So
it creates a little ledge there. Is that kind
it
of
does,
a little
exactly.
ledge? And so when you put on the lipstick and lip liner, it doesn't bleed up the
Correct.
Vertical lines. Okay.
Yes.
I agree with that. Okay. And so now you've done that. Let's do it your way. Okay. I'm used to it. I feel like I'm with my daughter. We're going to do it your way. Okay. So we're going to do it your way, Jackie. And we filled in the vermilion border.
Okay.
And now we're looking at the volume. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Now we're talking maybe to the 40, 50, 60, 70 year olds. And they're saying, oh my God, Jackie, I see so many women. They look like fish walking around with their lips. Like we jokingly call it the trout pout, right?
Yes.
And they say, I don't want that. I don't want anyone to really know I've had something done. How do you educate them and how do you approach the injection of the meat of the lip, as you say, or the volume of the lips?
The volume of the lip. I educate the patient with the overall volume of one syringe filler, of the gel filler. It's 1 ml, which is a fifth of a teaspoon. And when you're dividing it up over all of the surface area of the lip, it's not going to give them that, quote, trout pout with one syringe.
Okay. So as you mentioned that, and that's good for them to know that we're talking about one syringe equals 1/5 of a tablespoon.
Oh, a tablespoon, excuse
no,
me.
Oh, no, teaspoon, it's, teaspoon. You're correct.
Okay.
No, you were correct. A teaspoon. I misspoke. A teaspoon. So when you're doing that, so what is the proportion of the upper lip to the lower lip when you're approaching the patients who want a natural look?
The natural look is the upper lip is supposed to be 1/3, and then the lower lip is 2/3.
I see. So basically the lower lip should be about 50% larger than the upper lip.
Yes.
Okay, so I agree with you 100%. That's the natural proportion. And some people may have raised an eyebrow when I said the 80-year-olds that are coming in to see us, which is really great. So, you know, a lot of times when I have an 80-year-old patient, Jackie, and we're doing different things for them and maybe pumping up their cheeks a little bit, make them look a little bit more vibrant, a little bit healthier. I might have a little bit left in my syringe, and you're smiling now. You're smirking a little bit because you know what I say to them.
Yes.
I'll say, you know, if you trust me, we'll call her Mrs. Jones. If you trust me, Mrs. Jones, what I'd like to do, I have just a little bit left. I'd like to put it in your lower lip just to give you a little bit of a sultry pout is the phrase I use.
Yes.
And they kind of laugh and, okay, Dr. Tom, we trust you. And I inject it and then I show them the mirror and almost all the time they say, I love it, right?
Yep,
you have you had that experience?
Always. That's,
okay. So, you know, and this is with the older crowd. I'm part of that older crowd, so I can say that. And they love it. They just getting a little extra in the lower lip gives them the sultry pout, okay? Now, have you had fillers?
I have.
You have,
yes.
Okay. So tell me about that experience for you.
So Dr. Tom did my lip fillers. Oh. I was nervous at first, and then we didn't even use the whole syringe the first time, and I kicked myself for it because after it went down, I understood that it's really not going to give you that trout pout with one syringe.
Right. So
and
we didn't use
the
whole syringe. Why didn't we use the whole syringe?
Because I was a sissy.
You didn't want
and
it anymore.
Didn't want
you didn't
the whole
want it anymore. Okay.
Yeah.
So now as we move from the, let's say, our 40, 50s, the Gen X's and the baby boomers, now we're getting into the millennials, okay?
Yes.
And they're
kind of
watching the Kardashians.
Mm-hmm.
So when you approach them, it's not necessarily what we think. We need to deliver to the patients what they want, right?
Yes.
Okay. So now how do you approach those patients? And actually, I think, how much time do we have, Michael, about? Oh, 2 minutes. Okay, great. So what we're going to do here is tell me, how do you approach your techniques for the millennial who wants that upper lip to be the same size or maybe even a little bit bigger than the lower lip?
I always like to educate the patients first and foremost, no matter what their age range, and then I say, yes, we can make that achievable. It's going to take more volume in the upper lip than the lower lip, and we'll walk through what it would entail.
We have somebody walking through the studio right now with a horse head on and a banana over his big banana over his shoulder. I don't know who that was, but okay. We're here at KSRO. Okay.
Yes. So we just educate them, tell them what it would take to build up to that, the look that they're trying to achieve.
So do you inject the lower lip first?
No, I wouldn't. It depends on the patient.
Depends on the patient. Okay.
Yes.
So when you do the injections, I know one of the things we do is we have a mirror. So do
yes.
What do you do with the mirror as you're injecting the patient?
I will inject one half or the upper lip, let's say I do the upper lip first, I will finish injecting this, and then I will sit them up so they can see what they look like upright. I'll hand them the mirror, and I can ask them, what do you think?
Okay, so you're letting them help to direct their treatment.
Absolutely.
Okay, and I think that's key because we're trying to deliver on what they want, not on what we want, but on what they want. Okay, fantastic. Well, we're ready for a break. If you want more information, go to our website at www.drwaltertom.com.
Tired of guessing how much income you can pull each year in retirement? These days, ideas like the pie chart and the infamous 4% rule can't help you. That is why at Decker Retirement Planning, we developed a safer distribution plan, a set of proprietary algorithms that help organize your assets while telling you down to the month, net of tax, how much you can draw each year for as long as you live. Our safer distribution plan can help eliminate sequence of return risk, inflation risk, and more, all while helping lower market risk and implementing tax minimization strategies. As fiduciaries, we're here to help you enjoy a safer retirement. If you're 55 years or older and have at least $300,000 saved up for retirement, call right now for a no-cost visit to learn more. Call 844-404-DECKER. That's 844-404-3325.
Improve your photography skills with Shutterbug Camera Shop in Santa Rosa. With a brand new classroom, Shutterbug is your photography education headquarters. Visit ShutterbugCameraShop.com for a full list of classes like posing and portraits, Adobe Lightroom 101, and macro. Shutterbug Camera Shop on Santa Rosa Avenue north of Todd and ShutterbugCamera.com.
Old-fashioned service in a digital age.
Hello, this is Ask the Expert with Dr. Walter Tom, and I want to thank everybody for listening over the years. We've been on the air for, I think, 10 years now with Michael DeWald and team here at KSRO, and we're live streaming on Facebook. We had some technical difficulties with the volume, so hopefully we're turning up the volume so that they can hear on Facebook as well. So we have Jackie Castaglio, who is our cosmetic laser nurse specialist. One of her specialties is fillers and lips. You love injecting lips, right?
I love it.
It's become one of her. We all kind of find a niche, and Jackie loves it. That's why we've brought her onto the show. Jackie, I'm very proud of you, the way that you, your approach to our patients in terms of their evaluation. Educating patients is huge in our office, part of our mission statement, and the techniques that we use to try to make the patients be comfortable. Okay,
yes.
So we talked about the technique that you're doing when you're injecting the millennials versus the baby boomers.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so let's talk about expectations. How? What are some of the caveats of your patient management and management of expectations?
And managing expectations, I always, for the more of my millennial age range, is that one syringe most likely won't meet their primary expectation. So I say, let's start with one syringe. I'd love to do a follow-up with them. And then at that time, we can discuss, maybe you need that second syringe now. That way we can ease into it more than just putting more volume in at once.
I see. Okay. So you mentioned that for the millennials. Mm-hmm. What about for the aging baby boomer, my group?
The aging baby boomers. Definitely
yes.
Doing the vermilion border, that lip line that we discussed. And I love doing the sultry pout on that age range of patients because it gives that little bit of forward projection. It gives them that little bit of fullness in that lower lip.
Okay, so why is it when I see your lower lip pout out, I know you're mad at me or you're being petulant or something?
No,
not really. Okay. Well, it's interesting because you say that sultry pout or putting that little bit in the lower lip. When it comes to the millennials, what I try to get across to people is that we want to look healthy. Okay.
Yes.
And so full lips is a sign of health. Okay. Which then translates into youthfulness, translates into attractiveness, and that's what we're really looking for, and it's a real natural way of achieving that, especially for women. Now do you get many men?
I haven't had any men for filler in their lips yet.
Okay, yet. But I do. I just definitely do. And so what we want to look at is we don't want to give them that total 50% lower lip being as larger than the upper lip because that's more feminizing. Mm-hmm. So we don't want to feminize the male. We want to have the lips be about equal, and we don't want to go overboard with the volume in men. So that's a little bit of a caveat because men will also complain as they get older. And it's going to be more in the aging baby boomer where they feel like their lips are flapping in the breeze. It's one of those cartoons I remember where there's no volume in their lips. So that's something that we can definitely help men with as well. Yes. But you have to keep in mind those proportions of we're not going to give them the sultry pout look. Even though some men have sort of a feminine lip like Brad Pitt. Okay, yes. So his lower lip is actually a lot larger than his upper lip. Okay, so we've talked about that. And in terms of follow-up, what do we usually do for our patients?
I always like to see my patients at about 2 weeks after if it's their first time ever having filler, especially in a new area like the lips. I always walk them through that swelling process that we've discussed just so they know what to expect, and then we can reassess. I tell patients for their next treatment, I like to see them about 6 to 9 months.
6 to 9 months, okay. I think that's reasonable. So let's talk about longevity because everybody says, you know, how long is this going to last? Mm-hmm. Okay, so what is your response to that question?
I tell patients it will last about 6 months because the more we talk, smile, animate, the faster we're breaking down that gel.
Right.
So 6 months is kind of my sweet spot for
you. And I think that's good to under-promise and over-deliver.
Yes.
I do think that it can last longer than that, but in some patients it is about six months that occurs. Where we need to usually go with that is to try to establish more volume once we get up to that point. Mm-hmm. So I saw a young lady that you had been taking care of in consultation yesterday, and she wanted a lot more volume in her lips. And so we talked about expectations about how many syringes. What I was explaining to her is that you needed to get her up to the volume that she wants in her lips. Once you establish that baseline, then maybe she might only need a treatment once every 9 months,
exactly.
Okay? But we needed to get her to that point. So you can't expect to come in if you're my age, you're a baby boomer, and have one syringe and it's going to last a year. That's not going to happen, right?
Yes.
Okay. So, great. So, what's been the response of patients to you in terms of, why do you like doing lips?
I like doing lips because I think it's a very natural, subtle pick-me-up for most women. We get that natural volume back. We smile, we talk, we need to be proud of how we look aesthetically also. And I think lips is a big deal for women, so I like to help them with that.
Right, and if you think about one of the, of the cosmetics that women buy, what's probably the number one thing they buy?
Lipstick,
right.
Yeah.
That's for sure. So, well, thank you very much, Jackie, for joining us on Ask the Expert. It's been a great show. You've been educational. I'm so proud of you. This is Dr. Walter Tom on Ask the Expert on KSRO. For more information, you can go to our website at www.drwaltertom.com. You can go to YouTube and just put in Dr. Walter Tom, and we have a sundry of videos for you to watch, as well as going to our Facebook fan page. Thank you for listening.
The preceding was a paid presentation.